Good evening and welcome to the Agar Meditation Group. Thank you for joining. Today in the evening when I wanted to have a topic and I was just leaving from office and I asked the higher consciousness to show me a sign and it showed me chaos on the street. And it said inner chaos. And that's what we need to get rid of. Through the day we go through different activities, different kinds of conversations, different kinds of indulgences, social media being one of the main ones. And towards the end, when we want to meditate, when we want to sit in meditation, all chaos replays in the mind. Consistently, we have to remind ourselves that we have to reduce the amount of exposure that we give to the mind. That's because the mind only replays what has been given to it over and over again in different permutations, accommodations, different manipulative measures are employed by the mind to just keep engaged. And as long as the mind has matter to engage, you from getting into a state of calm, a state of peace, a state of tranquility. That's why it is important. That is why it is important for us to consistently and consciously step back and reduce the influences that we can give to the mind. Your work, your home, and all those responsibilities that you have cannot influence the mind unless you sit back and relax and do not execute what you need to. So all that you are yet to come back to you. But what is more important is the influence, which means exposure to things which do not relate to you directly. That are not for you, that are just, you're indulging in them because it's just being thrown at you. And you swallow that through your senses, and that's what becomes the food for the mind. And today, let us all to rise above these indulgences, to reduce the indulgences so that we can calm down, we can be at peace with ourselves. As it is, we have enough clutter and chaos from our work environment, from our home environment, and different places. Why would you need something additional? The justification that we give to ourselves that we need some relaxation, we need some entertainment, and what you browse on social media is hardly any entertainment and is hardly any relaxation. You're just getting yourself more and more chaos. It's kind of getting into slush. How could you be clean if you get into this slush? It's absolutely not possible. So please step back, because you have taken a resolve to improve your life. And if you have resolved to do that, then you have to do everything that needs to be done to make your life better. So you can't be indulging in social media and expect your life to be better. You can't do that. You have to start your day by connecting within to set the tone of the day. This is very important. You have to set the tone of the day and you have to live in that tone. If you don't live in the tone, you're going to have a problem. So let us start today by just connecting to the higher consciousness, and then let us get into the practice of rising above our mental clutter. And after this session, we'll open the forum for any questions or clarifications, doubts, and also feedback. So for all the newcomers who are here, there are a few guidelines of how you have to prepare yourself. If you are sitting in a sofa or a couch, for example, please move to the edge of the couch so that your knees are below the height of the hips and your back needs to be straight. So this is the way to be straight. If you're sitting on the ground, for example, make sure that you do not use the wall as a back support. So instead, you can stack up a few pillows or blankets and sit on them so that your back straightens up. And sit in an environment which is free of disturbance. Now you can follow these instructions, they're pretty easy to follow. Think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. The size of the circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. In your inner scene, see yourself positioned in this golden circle. See from above or any one side, sitting in the center of this golden circle. And you think, imagine, visualize, or feel a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. In your inner, see yourself getting up from your seat, walking up to this pole, and choose a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. And walk back to your seat, connected by this ribbon, as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any mental clutter, any restlessness, any anxiety that you may be carrying in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any pain or distress that you may be carrying in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative memories, negative experiences that you may be carrying in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, any fatigue, any weakness that you may be carrying in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this divine love. And as you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any guilt, any low self-worth, low self-esteem, or anything else that you wish to release. Continue to breathe in this way, and as you breathe out, let go of everything negative from the past. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. The mind has unlimited frequencies. Each of these frequencies operate on their own. The lower frequencies, so to say, are the ones that carry lust, anger, hatred, jealousy, envy, sorrow, grief, whereas the higher frequencies are the ones that carry joy, happiness, and the ones that where people are always feeling full of love and they just love to share. People who operate in higher frequencies have less clutter in the mind. It's more of a personal choice than anything else. We will learn how to eliminate this clutter by simply changing the frequency at which we operate. So once you've learned, what I ask you to do is to invoke this practice every single day and enhance or heighten the frequency at which you operate. Remember that at every point in life, at every moment, every second, what we feel and what we think is what we attract. So if you're operating at a frequency of worry, a frequency of anxiety, a frequency of sadness, a frequency of lack and depletion and deceit, that's what you will attract in your life. So if you've been wondering why after so many months and years of practice, I still face these kind of experiences, the answer lies in where you are connecting. So if you are connecting to a space and time where anger, worry, sorrow, fear becomes the vibration at which you're operating, and that's what you're attracting in your life. So there is no magic, there's no miracle in this. It is simply where you operate is what you attract. So let us now try and uplift our frequencies. There are a few affirmations that I'll be sharing with you, a few statements that I'll be sharing with you, which I want you to tell yourself. And the divine consciousness is listening to all of this, and it will respond instantly. So let's get back to the firm and straight sitting posture. Again, if you are sitting on a couch, make sure that your back is straight. If you're sitting on the ground, make sure there's no back support. The position of the eyeballs makes a big difference on how your mind is behaving. The eyeball position has to be downward, not pointed at the tip of the nostrils, not pointed at the tip of the nose, but just downward, and your eyelids are closed. Now, I want you to imagine that there is a hook on top of your head. And there is a pulley at the top, and then a rope is traveling over the pulley and coming in front of you for you to hold. So there's a ring connected to this hook, and with a rope tied to it, the rope travels over the pulley and comes in front of you so you can hold it with your hands. So in your inner scene, I just want you to act as if, rather, bring your hands forth and grab this string that is hanging in front of you. It can be a string, it can be a nylon rope, it can be a jute rope, whatever texture and color or material that you want to imagine. And now I want you to just observe your breathing in your nostrils. Eyeballs down, eyelids closed. Just keep observing your breath in your nostrils. Whenever your mind tends to get busy with thoughts, I just want you to pull this rope slowly. Imagine that the rope is tied to a ring which has secured itself in the hook. Every time you experience mental clutter, just pull the rope. Eyeballs down, eyelids closed, observe your breathing. And every time you have mental clutter, gently pull the rope. come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. So I want to ask you, how many of you were able to rise above the thoughts? You sure? And yeah. Good. Only? Yeah. What about the rest? What happened? Can any one of you, Shailaja, can you unmute? Were you able to rise above the mind?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Dr. Bhattacharya, what about you, sir? Mr. Bala, what about you?
I was partly able to.
Okay, partly able to. All right.
What I mean by that is that multiple thoughts came, then I said that just pull. Then after that, it was somewhat okay.
So you don't say just pull, you actually start pulling the rope.
Yes, okay.
See, when you imagine, now let's do this practice, Shailajaji, I'll just come back to you. But let's do this practice to understand how it has to be done. Imagine there is a hook on your head and there is a ring which is secured in the hook, and there is a string that goes over the pulley and comes in front of your hand. Now, I want you to physically position your hands in such a way that as if you're holding the string. And I want you to pull the string. So what would happen ideally if there was a physical hook in front on your head, there was a ring secured and the string, you're pulling the string, your back will automatically straighten up, your neck will straighten up, and your whole spinal column will be in one straight line. That's exactly what happens. So when you believe that there is indeed a hook and there is a ring that is securing the string, and you just pull the rope, pull the string, then automatically your back begins to straighten up. And when that happens, your mind just becomes empty. So you have to believe in what you're doing. This is something that we use all the time if you want to rise above the mind. So we just pull and then there is no thoughts. It's just blank. So that's the way you do it. So you don't tell, pull, pull. You don't do that. There's no talking here. You just physically just imagine there is a string and you're just pulling it down.
Thank you.
Yes, Shailajaji, you had a question.
Yeah, Doc, for me it was very brief, and that's why I wasn't really comfortable saying that I was able to do it. But what I struggle with it is I do not want to make any physical movement because I feel that kind of breaks the silence. So what you just explained, if I do that, then I'll be taking my hand in front of it. So is that a better way to do it, or just try to do it mentally, in the sense, imagine in our inner circle that we are pulling? Which one works better?
See, being in the moment has got nothing to do with not moving your body. All right? So okay. being in the moment, so you can be in the market and you can be in the moment. So you can be driving and you can be in the moment. So wherever you are, you can be in the moment right now. So it has got nothing to do with not moving your body. So meditation is not about only sitting in one place. It's about being here and now. So that's what you need to practice. So if you, while you're walking, for example, if you just, now let us say that you're walking and there's a lot of chaos, and you just don't feel like connecting to that. Imagine there's a hook and there's a pull, there's a ring and there's a pulley, there's a string right beside you. Just pull it down and you'll see the mind will just rise in frequency and the and all the clutter will stop disturbing you. It's as if you're carrying a toolkit with you and you're just pulling the string and it just, your mind goes blank.
Yeah, that makes sense. Thanks, Doc.
So let's try this again. Now that it's clear, let's try this again. And this time, let's see if we have more people who can get this clarity, get their mind to be more clear. So again, think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in a golden circle of light. There is a hook on top of your head. And there's a ring which is securing a string. And there's a pulley. It goes over the pulley. And right, it's right in front of you, dangling down. Eyeballs down, eyelids closed. Sit straight. Just observe your breathing. Whenever thoughts occur, I just want you to pull this pulley and observe what happens to the thoughts and also what happens to your body. Do not search for silence. You just have to pull the string. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. How many of you were able to rise above the mind this time? All right, what about the others? So what about the others? Why aren't the others? Okay, it's coming a little slow, but what about the others? Why aren't you able to do it? Mr. Bhattacharya, what about you this time? Is it better? Dishana, what about you?
I was able to concentrate. I think when I had to pull the string, it was because I was consciously thinking about the requirement to pull the string. But the moment I stopped all that and concentrated on the breath only, the mind could clear off.
Okay.
I could feel like whenever I pull the string, I could feel just more of an elongation of the spine as well.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And what about the others? Well, Lakshmi, what about you? Mahalakshmi, what about you?
Namaste, Doctor.
Namaste.
I really felt very good. I could do it. So whenever I pulled, my there was no thought. So whatever the thought interrupted the mind, it stopped.
Right.
But only one doubt, Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Now we are sitting and practicing.
Right.
Whenever we are in the middle of the activity or suddenly some disrupts or something will disturb the mind. For example, if somebody, it happens suddenly, isn't it? Whatever the disturbance happen, right. Because of the outside matters, suddenly mind get disturbed. But
right.
At that moment, we won't be able to catch this idea immediately.
Right.
So in such condition, how we prepare ourselves, are our mind ready to rise above that disturbances?
You just answered your question. You just have to prepare. You just have to practice every day.
Or is it like if I, during my meditation in the morning, if I tell my mind, whenever you get disturbed or distracted by the external things, just rise. Such kind of affirmation works?
No. It won't
then work. Then how we train our mind, like...
you can't train the mind. The mind is erratic. You can't train it. So you just have to be aware. Right now you have to be aware. The moment there's some disturbance, you just have to pull the string and so that you rise above the thoughts.
Yes. Similarly, you have to all the conditions.
Sorry?
Similarly,
mm-hmm.
Other times, like in the busy day, we'll be at the midst of the disturbances.
Mm-hmm.
Something will disturb or provoke our anger or provoke our negativity during such condition. What will help us?
This practice will help you.
Uh-huh.
You just have to rise above it. The important part that you have to practice is to stop indulging, stop giving into the ego battle. You just have to rise above it.
Correct.
And the way you do it is stepping back. You just step back. When somebody is trying to instigate you, you step back. No, I will not participate in this discussion. I will not participate in this show of ego. You just step back. Let the other person win. Mm.
Mm. Mm.
It is easy. It's easy when you let the other person win.
Got it.
Are there any other questions?
One more. You may think it is a silly doubt, but whenever when I follow the guiding of this maple meditation doctor, so you say there are color or number of ribbons hanging.
Right.
You choose any color you want. Right. Is there any particular idea behind that many colors, or why don't you suggest to have one white ribbon hanging? What is the reason you suggest like that, having multiple color ribbon and choosing? Because that itself will sometimes I feel like many colors and I just jump from one color to other color. Okay. So I feel like, what is the reason you suggest to choose?
Yeah, the reason why I ask you to choose the color that you like is because if I ask you to see a white ribbon, then you will tell me, but I'm seeing a pink one. What do I do? Someone else will say, today ribbon is blue in color, so I'm not able to see the white. What do I do? So I say that there are multiple colors. Whatever you feel you want to choose. So there is no better color. So if there's a black ribbon, it's a black ribbon. Mm. Or if it's a golden, it's a golden. So there is nothing called as a better color. This is, the mind is so so erratic. So we say that there are multiple colors. So you can choose the color that you like. You saw a pink and the pink is attracting you, just hold on to the pink. But once you hold on to the pink, be done with that. But if you are going to follow the mind, it is going to pink and say, no, the blue seems to be better. The blue, I feel the violet is much better.
Yeah, that is how it happens to me sometimes. Yes.
So just you chose one color, just hold on.
Yeah. That's why. Understand.
Right. Are there any other questions? All right. So this practice that we share, these are practices that I've learned for many years, rising above the mind. And to stay in that awareness. When you stay in that awareness, it does bring different manifestations which you simply needed in your life. It will stop manifesting those experiences that you do not want. So whenever you can, live in an exalted vibration, exalted plane of awareness, so that you can only receive what you think is right for you, what the higher consciousness knows is right for you. Many people believe that grace, God's grace is not touching you. It's not true. God's grace is always flowing in abundance. It is just that we have closed our hands into a fist and we believe that God's grace is not flowing upon us. It is always flowing upon us. You just have to be in that vibration, be in that frequency for you to receive grace. So today you start receiving that grace from today. Start receiving that grace. The only thing that you have to do is to rise to that frequency, open yourself up and receive that frequency. Let it bathe you, let it pour all over you, let it bathe you and let it take you into that state of ecstasy so that you can feel fulfilled, you can feel loved. Well, thank you so much for attending this session. We will connect again next Saturday with another meditation. I hope you practice this and don't just drop it off after this session. Please remember to practice it today, tomorrow, and every other day until next week so that as we progress, we are getting better. So you must know one thing is that every time I ask my higher consciousness to guide me, it knows that you guys are all here and it gives me the topic. So it's just telling me that you have so much of clutter. The only reason why you continue to have clutter is because you're dropping the practice. So please continue the practice, do not drop it. And when you really need that silence, you would really struggle to find the practice. So practice today, practice every day. So when you need silence, you know exactly where you need to look for it. So thank you so much for this session, for attending this session. Thank you so much. Without you, this session wouldn't work. So there is a small question here. it works. How is the method working, sir? I'm curious. It works, that's enough. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. So as long as it's working, just enjoy it. Thank you. Thank you so much.